You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Watt Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available tonight to answer your relationship and communication questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Watt Institute. The Watt Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Watt training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. So tonight we have Andy Shaw on the show. Andy, are you available?
Hello.
Hi. And generally we have Patricia Eltinge available and Kelly Ward. Dr. Pat Allen, unfortunately, she's not doing the radio show because she has a little hard time hearing the people on the radio. So she is still alive and kicking. She's just not able to connect with the radio. But if you do want a question answered and you cannot log in live, you can email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com and write us your question and we'll be glad to share it on the radio. Answer it. And you can listen to the archives for the answer. So, Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience? And do you have any topics of interest you want to share with the audience today?
Hi, audience. This is Andy. How y'all doing? Hope you're doing good. Well, you know me. I like looking at the books. I like using those as my starting point. I think last time we talked about the interest book.
Yes, we did.
Let's talk about oxytocin. What can you do that?
The oxytocin bond. That's, yeah. Do you want to share a little bit about it before we get a caller?
I want you to start us off with, and I'll bounce off you.
Okay. Well, the oxytocin, from what Dr. Allen talks about, it's the love hormone where women bond to men. It's the hormone that when women are lactating too, to keep their babies attached to them. So it's the love hormone. So when women have intercourse or sex with the man before she gets to know him, she can be bonded to him, whether she likes him or not. So it's very important to get to know your partner before you become intimate, because you may bond to the wrong person. And also, whatever contract you want to set up with the person that you're wanting to be intimate, you negotiate. Sometimes you might want to just negotiate a hookup. Sometimes you might want to negotiate a long-term committed relationship headed towards marriage. Or sometimes you just want to mate rather than marriage. And sometimes you just want to do long-term intimacy. But whatever you do, the two couples have to come to an agreement on their social monogamy, continuity, and exclusivity. That's very important because women become bonded. Is that what you would describe it as, Andy?
Yeah.
Anything extra to add besides what I shared? Sometimes people share it, can say it in different ways, and people understand it different.
Well, as you know, I like to quote the book, so I'm going to quote part of the paragraph.
Okay, you go into the book.
It's especially important to know what the deal is before you have sex. Don't commit to premature monogamy. That's what happens when women are under the influence of oxytocin. You're quick to attach to someone who you don't even know. Think about this. A sociopath can screw your brains out before you even know he's a sociopath or she's a gold digger. Uh-huh. Get to know before you bond and commit.
Okay. And is that with any type of intimacy, or I think what I believe it's only in sexual intercourse is how the women get become bonded.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's when the penis enters the mouth, anus, or vagina.
Yeah, so that's how Dr. Allen describes it. So please excuse the language here. Dr. Allen has a way to talk about it like that.
Yeah.
some people, they're not sure, you know, because I do have a ladies group. I want to throw in a plug. I have an ongoing ladies group on Mondays and Thursday nights where I help ladies navigate their dating and relationship communication and dating skills. If you're interested, it's a $10 donation. If you're interested in joining, I'm setting up my schedule for January and February. You can send me an email to info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com, and I'll send you the Zoom link. And I believe Andy is wanting to set up some groups as well. He wants to focus on men if we have any male callers. I know we did have a male caller last time that wanted help with his online profile. And I said I would transfer it over, forward it to you, Andy. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but I did reach out to him and told him some advice. But if you want help with your online profile, oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Looks like he joined and left.
Oh, I think he went off. Oh, caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
my
go
boyfriend,
ahead.
Yeah, my boyfriend didn't get me a present on Christmas because he accidentally spent all his, and he didn't realize that he didn't have enough to buy me a present. And I was really upset about it yesterday. And so he just kept saying that he did all these things for me and that he does and everything he does for me, but it didn't feel good that he didn't get me a Christmas present. And he just like, and I said that it hurt my feelings. And he just kept on trying to argue with me. And
dear, remember, you accept him or reject him, but you don't scold him when he doesn't do something you want. I understand it was not a very thoughtful thing, but you don't guiltify him for what he didn't give you. You have to watch to see if he's the type of man you want to be with.
Right.
Is that what you would say, Andy? Do you have any comments?
Yeah, you know, it's the old thing where you're either 51% valuable or not. And let me ask you, do you know how to define that?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how to figure out if someone's 51% valuable?
Yeah, he is, but it's just really hurtful. I mean, he said that he'll do better and that he'll make sure that he'll get me a present next year, but it's just, like, really hurtful. I just think it's, like, beyond rude. And he spent over $600 on both his daughters. Over $600 on both of his daughters.
But there's the thing. Accept him for the way he is or reject him, but you're tolerating him and now you're punishing him. That's not going to bring him to be a better man. It's almost like you're a mother scolding him, and men will not do that. And sometimes men test you to see if you do react like this. They test you to see if you're going to be the bitch and scold them because they don't want a woman like that either.
And he even said, like, maybe I'm scared that, like, of commitment because, like, I feel like you're going to leave and then I'll be vulnerable or something. I'm like, what does that have to do with getting somebody a present?
Dear, you're over-focused on a gift. You're not looking at the bigger picture.
So should I leave? I didn't want to, like, be, like, rude and leave on Christmas Day and everything. Should I leave today?
Here's what you would have said. Gosh, I'm hurt that I didn't get a gift. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing about you bought your daughters this and blah, 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 and I can't believe you bought them, blah, blah, blah. You went on and on.
Okay.
All you say is, ouch, that hurt my feelings. I did not receive a Christmas gift. And that is it. That sends the message. But the minute you start attacking him, it's up for the fight. Who's the better man? Who's going to win? And he fought you back.
So if I reject him, does that mean I have to break up with him?
Dear, just say, why Let me ask you something. Why could you not just say, ouch, that hurt my feeling? Why did you have to add in all the extra stuff?
Because I did say that at first, and then he just kept on arguing with me.
Like, no, it takes two people to argue, dear.
But he can't just say, I'm sorry, that hurt your feelings.
No,
he can't say, I'm sorry.
Andy, do you want to help her with this? Why you can't make people say, I'm sorry, he is the way he is. You accept him or reject him. You're now telling us you expected an I'm sorry.
He has the right to be who he is. He was not raised the same way you were. And he does not have the same expectations. So when we meet people, we try to meet people on reality's terms.
Mm-hmm.
This person is 51% valuable, and you stay and learn the lesson, or he's not, and you reject him. But if you go on with this, you're tolerating, which is half love and half hate. It's only going to hurt you.
Yeah. So
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. One, how long have you been together?
It's been 4 months, but we spend all our time together.
Okay. So you're in the imperfect period. Guess what? Your boyfriend's not going to be perfect. Congratulations. Okay. This is the first painful experience with that. This is going to suck. So what I recommend is that you come up with an idea in your mind. You know, I always talk about relationship contract and boundaries, and decide for yourself what is acceptable and what is not. What is completely rejectable? When's your birthday?
My birthday, he got me a cheap sweatshirt. It's November 29th. So he didn't do much for my birthday either.
All right, well,
we're seeing that he's not the type of man that gives gifts, and that's okay.
But with his daughters, he gave them $300.
Dear, that's a different relationship. Dear, that's a different relationship. We do not keep tickets.
Don't keep score. Also, what's his love language and what's yours? Do you know?
What's his what?
Love language.
Love language. Love language. His is physical touch.
What's yours?
I thought it was words of affirmation, but I think it is gifts.
Okay, let's confirm what's what. You might be trying to do one thing, and you know, let's not switch rules. Be in integrity and say what you mean and use your words. I would recommend that you wait a little longer, decide for yourself. Because the next opportunity for a gift that's I wouldn't say obligatory, but, you know, on the calendar is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Let's see if he shows up then.
Yeah, and maybe decide for yourself, if he doesn't do anything then, is he still worth being with?
I actually said, I don't know if this is masculine, but I said, you have the right not to do anything on holidays or my birthday, but it doesn't feel good to me. And I don't, if I don't receive a present on Christmas Day next year, I won't be your girlfriend. Is that masculine?
It's kind of masculine. You're demanding from him.
But I just feel that that's a deal breaker. Right now,
then,
okay.
Dear, see, deal breakers are in what you have in your own mind, what's acceptable or not. And when he hit that threshold, you go to him and say, thank you so much for this time spent together, but unfortunately I want a generous man that gives me gifts for my birthday, holidays, and Valentine's Day, and unfortunately I don't see that in you, and so I wish you well. If you force a man to do something, you will not like what you get back. You will not like
He's generous in different ways, but he kept on using that as an excuse. And I'm I do appreciate everything you do for me, but I just I feel good. I will feel good if you get me a gift for Christmas.
But dear,
for my birthday.
He's dating you his way, and I don't hear that it's your way.
So I still am really angry about it. And
I know you're angry about it. when you're dating, you have 1 year to date a person. 1 year. First 3 months are perfect. 3 to 6 months are imperfect, where you see all the things he does you don't like. You're in that phase now. You're now seeing he's cheap and he's selfish and he's non-giving. Right. You don't tell him he's got to step up, and don't make him wrong for not doing it. You watch him to see if he's your man, because otherwise you'll be chasing him and being, he is the way he is. You don't accept that in him.
He actually isn't cheap. He's generous when he can be. He just was like thoughtless. Like I felt like he thought about everyone else but me.
Dear, does he have a right to be who he is and not buy you a gift?
Yeah.
That's who he is. It's I'm okay, you're okay. He has a right to be cheap and selfish with his gift giving. You don't have to like it, and you don't have to be around that. But he has a right to be that person.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just reiterating with Susie. You don't have to like it. You don't have to approve of it. You just have to decide whether it's worth staying or not.
I just felt like I hated him yesterday, and he could feel that. And I don't want to stay here tonight if I'm going to be angry again. Like, how do I say it respectfully that I'm going to go to my parents' house? Because he always wants me here, and he takes it really personally if I leave.
Dear, what I'm hearing is this is already rocky ground. When he doesn't do things right, you storm off. You don't negotiate. Here's how the whole conversation would have gone, from what I would suggest. When he didn't get you a gift, you would have said, I have something uncomfortable I want to talk to you about. Is this a good time? And then you get his attention. You say, gee, you know what? I love being your girlfriend. However, it really hurt my feelings that I saw you give your daughters all these gifts and I got nothing. That really hurt my feelings. I don't know if I'm going to want to stay with a man like that.
Okay.
And then he can debate and argue, and then you say, thank you for sharing. And you just accept what he tells you. You don't argue it. Because there's two points of view here. He doesn't want to give a gift, and you'd want a gift. Nobody's right or wrong.
And remember, you'll argue with people you're building with.
But I don't want to be around him. I'm still mad at him. What am I
then, dear, you don't want to be around, then leave. It's already going downhill with your anger. When you're angry, it's not going to get any better.
Right. So
I'm angry, I want to scold him is what you want us to tell you. Mm-hmm. I want to punish him. You want us to tell you a script so you can punish him and run home.
So I think for tonight, she just wants a respectful way to say not to stay in over. And you did that very well. Can you give her something?
You're angry at it. So Christmas was yesterday and you're still angry and you spent the day with him. But now today you want to go home because you're still angry.
Yes. Yes.
When will you be over your anger?
Tomorrow.
Okay. So you tell him, honey, you know what? Thank you for spending Christmas with me. However, I want to go home to spend a day to get myself in order. I'm not feeling very well and I need time to myself.
Okay.
We don't have to explain how angry you are at the gifts again. He knows that. Andy, what would you say to her? That is the simplest way not to cause another fight.
Yeah, I would write down what she just said or re-listen to
I don't want to rehash what the Christmas anymore, because you're just keep beating him and that's not going to get a good result.
Right.
Yeah.
So and you're going to have to, dear, get over the anger, because that will never get you into a healthy relationship if you get angry at men for not doing what you want.
Yeah.
That will not get you a good man.
I can't get over anger when I'm like with them all day. Like I need time to myself to like.
Dear, you set up those boundaries to be with him. You allowed it.
Okay.
You have to set boundaries that you can go. Remember, if you're around him 24/7, you're going to see sides of him so prematurely that you may not be ready for.
Right. I know, it's because we spend so much time together. It feels like we've been together like 6 or 7 months because we're together.
He's not the one demanding it. You have the boundaries to say, gee, I'd love spending 24/7 with you, but how about if I go home every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night?
Okay.
Set up your own boundary, dear.
I mean, usually I'm fine with it. Usually I like
No, no, you're not, dear. No, you have to be specific, because the one time he does something, you blame that you spend too much time.
Okay.
If you say, I'm generally okay, except for when he didn't buy me a gift, and then I'm angry, that is not going to get a better solution with this relationship. And because then you just said you spend too much time. You have to delegate your time so that you don't get upset when things happen, and you take care of yourself.
Okay.
You need to, you know, take care of yourself, dear, because otherwise you're making him take care of you too much, and he will fail.
Do you have a ring? Do you have a commitment?
Yeah, he gave me a promise ring.
Are you committed to exclusivity and long-term
and all that? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Are you committed? Did you make an agreement to be exclusive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he paid like $1,000 for it. And we're agreed to be monogamous, continuous, and aiming toward marriage like someday.
Okay. When I would urge you to not use someday, but give a date on a calendar. And okay. No more than a year from when you started dating.
Okay.
You can extend it. Just know what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Okay. Yeah, we got into that fight a couple weeks ago. So. Okay. I told him I set the date for myself.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you to do something. Have you heard of the relationship contract?
I think so, yeah.
I'm gonna give you some homework because I think it'll help. Only because I've experienced being frustrated with other people, as you know, most of us do. So, under the guise of time, there's I, we, and us. Now, are you the feminine or masculine in this relationship?
The feminine.
Okay. Write out for yourself how much, do this in order of don't want, then what you do want. It took me 40 years to learn that women know what they want by knowing what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So, great info for me. So list out everything you don't want, then whatever you do want. And somewhere draw a line that says, you know, if it goes below this point, that's a deal breaker. And do it for time by yourself, we, time just you and him, us, you, him, and anybody else on the planet.
Okay.
And there's space, which is, it's in the book, chores and who does what. Money, it's mine, yours, and ours.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to separate that out, again, with don't want and want.
Mm-hmm.
And then play, which is sexual, non-sexual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you willing to share? Are you willing to, I don't know, swing? Whatever it is you're willing to do, or not do, define that early on. So you know next time you see him, you've got some boundaries. Because when you don't have boundaries, especially when they're not explicit, when they're not stated, there's no way to go wrong. So you're getting angry at somebody who took an inch too far, but didn't know the inch was even there or that the line was there.
Right.
So as a man, I want to know where your lines are. I want to know what I can and cannot cross.
Okay.
But you can't tell me that because you don't know it for yourself.
Okay.
And people think, I've thought, I'm guilty of it, is that I'm being nice if I don't have boundaries. And the only person you're being nice to is everybody else except yourself.
Right.
And when we talk to you, we are only concerned about you and your sanity. And it will not help your sanity for you to be angry about things that he has no control over, didn't know about.
Right.
Part of the conversation was, okay, I might have misheard it, that Christmas wasn't that big a deal. Maybe he took it too far. I don't know.
Right.
But I want you to know yourself so that when you come back, you can negotiate a deal.
Okay.
And you can, she can watch, Dr. Allen teaches that on, we have a free video on our website that goes through the contract items if you want to watch it. It's on drpatallen.com website.
Yeah. The first year, this thing is renegotiable every 2 months. The second year, 4 months. The third year, every 6. And annually thereafter. So you don't have to stick with it forever. It's not a permanent thing. It's just that this is what I think is going to work for me based on what I know right now. And then in 2 months, come back to it and go, what have I learned? Is this still the plan? And then modify it as needed.
But I don't communicate it to him, though, right? I just say do it for myself.
So in a normal circumstance, we would have both people do it separately. Because whoever is the most yang person will tends to take over the yin person.
Yeah.
So you know yourself before you can be, you got to be an I before you can be a we.
Right.
So this homework lets you explore being an I on your own. And then we're going to, you know, once you get this done, we can figure out a way to integrate. But then you can renegotiate and say, hey, this is what I kind of learned about myself. You know, Christmas hurt, but I've learned that, you know, if I want these things, they're not deal breakers, they are. And just kind of figure out where you're at.
Okay.
Because if you don't know where you're at, you don't know how to get to where you're going, because any road will do. And some of those roads are dead ends.
But I have the right to go home when I'm not feeling good. Like, he always throws it in my face. Like, oh, you just run away. You just, like, run away, like, leave here. Are you going to go to your parents' house? You're going to go to your parents' house. But, like, so what? Like, if I'm not
well,
feeling
good. Well, dear, but the way you're doing it, it's showing a pattern that you're going to run whenever you're upset. You don't stay. It would be better to stay and negotiate with him. Tell him how you feel and see if you can compromise on a solution rather than run to your mom's house. Or run back home.
Yeah, I don't hear somebody who's willing to communicate.
He's got the same point where he does. Okay, there's two sides that I hear. He didn't get you a gift, but then when he gets in the doghouse, you run home. So we have two games going on.
Yeah, but isn't that showing a boundary that I just like don't accept being treated like, however?
That's no
words. You're not using them. You're just running. It's passive.
I just feel like if he comes home and he like doesn't have something that's going to make me feel better, like I'm just going to be angry.
But that's something about you, dear, because you're using him to you can't, let's put it this way. You have to love yourself first. He's not in charge of making sure your life runs smoothly all the time. That's where Andy said, you have to be an I before you can be a we.
Because
he can't come in and take care of you 24/7 and he's taking care of you the best he can. If it's not good enough, we don't scold him to do better. You find a different model.
Okay.
Yeah. And the when you say you're angry so much, there's an underlining issue. There's something that you may want to, that triggers you about his actions, that triggers you, that you lash out. And it might be a little bit of some man hurt you or did this in the past.
I just almost felt like he just picked his daughters over me, which is stupid, but like, it's just crazy that he's not
that's,
like,
dear, that's what happens when you make, some men do cherish their daughters over their girlfriends. And now you're seeing. We don't judge. We're not moralists. He has a right to take care of his daughters over and above any girl in his life. It may not be what you like, but he has a right to do that. And that's the beauty of you dating, to get to know how he treats you. And now you're seeing he treats his daughters better than you. That's why we date for a year.
And that's also why you're going to do this contract, so that you know if he does not, you know, really do that we time, sounds like this is pretty important, and decide, you know, if it's 2 hours a week and you got your 2 hours, you can't complain about anything else because that was your boundary. Mm-hmm. And if it's not good enough, change it. But be explicit. State your wants and not wants.
I don't think I can be with someone that charges their daughters over me. Like, that's so weird.
I welcome you to join my ladies groups because I have a whole group of ladies that are in the same type of situation.
Yeah, how old is your daughter?
One is 7, the other is 14.
Okay, those are pretty vulnerable ages.
But he doesn't see them much because the moms are like put a lot of restrictions on it.
He's torn between numerous women, his ex-wife, his kids, and you. Poor man. He's being pulled.
Figure out who you are first. Let's get you squared away first. Because no matter what relationship you're in, this problem is going to exist until you fix it.
Okay.
So let's get you first. And then when you're done, and figure out if what a minimum is, what the deal breaker is, and, you know, call it back again when you've done it, and we can figure out a way forward so you can negotiate a deal with him. Okay. And see if he can meet the minimums or not. And then that'll be a different question, whether he can keep his commitments to you or not.
Okay.
That's an entirely different conversation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, caller. Call us back, too. We'd love to help okay. you.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You got this.
Yeah. That was very good, Andy. I think basically something is triggering her. You know, she just, remember what Dr. Allen says, you accept the person, you know, it's kind of hard to say, but the dating period, you're now seeing if he's the person that makes you happy.
Yeah, and I think we
have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Susan and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about a relationship I've started and still wanting some clarity on what to do. We've been dating for about 2 months. We see each other pretty regularly. We have had intercourse. He talked about exclusivity with me, asked me if I was seeing anybody else. I said no. He said he wasn't either. So it seems like we're exclusive with each other. But my question is I don't know, I guess, is there a difference between just being exclusive and then having, because he hasn't referred to me as his girlfriend. I went to his Christmas party.
Well,
with his,
from what I heard is he said he's not dating anybody and you said you're not dating anybody, but did you get clarifying? Are we exclusive? Are we together as a couple being exclusive, monogamous, and have continuity? Did you guys talk about that?
We didn't have that full on conversation. It was just a matter of, are we exclusively seeing each other? Seeing anybody else, that was a no. And, you know,
and
we've talked about.
Okay. And you both agree you only want to see each other?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I was trying to get. Because, okay. And he's not labeling you as his girlfriend yet? Is that?
Correct.
Okay. And does that hurt your feelings?
I'm just wondering if I should bring it up and ask him if he sees me as his girlfriend or if I should just leave it alone until.
Well,
and let it.
You can use the tools. You can say, honey, I have something I want to talk to you about regarding our status, our relationship status. Is this a good time? And then you say, you know, I love being together with you, and I understand we're being exclusive. What do you think about calling me your girlfriend?
Got it.
And then he can say, oh, I didn't know you wanted to. It kind of brings it up to awareness that you can share it, how you feel, and if he has something he wants to say back. Andy, what would you tell her?
Yeah, you know, the way Sue is saying it sounds great. There's, you know, just to bring it all back, there's a stroke and stand and a five-step cleanup, which is, are you familiar with those?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, I would say use the five-step cleanup and, you know, refer back when you do. You know the five steps?
Oh, I just gave her I thought that the stroke and stand would be enough.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just want to make sure she knows what the structure is.
Oh, okay. In case the next one comes up. Yeah.
Yeah. So she knows better how to communicate a hurtful experience that can come across as respectful and cherishing.
Yeah, that would be great to hear from you what those are, how you would bring, if it goes to another direction as far as like,
okay,
do I need to use that?
I've got it here if you want me to share it.
Go for it.
Okay. First thing you would do is what I had said before, the ask for appointment. Honey, I have something I want to talk to you about regarding the status of our relationship. Is this a good time? That's your ask for your permission or appointment. Then you do the stroke. You know, you would tell, well, the stroke and you would use this if it turns bad and he says he doesn't want to call you his girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you do the first stroke and stand and he says, no, I don't see you as my girlfriend. Let's say he says that.
Okay.
Okay. Then you would ask, then you would say, you would do a stroke. You had every right not to want to call me your girlfriend. Then you would put a feeling statement, however I feel, and you would probably say, I feel I don't have a status of our relationship when you don't want to call me a girlfriend. And then you would make a stand. I want to be called a girlfriend. And then will you call me your girlfriend? Don't think he's going to do that far, dear.
No, I don't think so either. I just wanted to know how to have the conversation because it's been on my mind and I'm like, am I overreacting or should I just like, since we have had the exclusivity conversation, is that enough? Where for some reason it doesn't feel like it's enough.
I think just going, I would personally just go in and go do the stroke and stand and ask him if he would consider, you know, introducing you as his girlfriend, what he would think about that. I think he'd be fine with that. And he might say, who knows what he'll say, but I think he'll be okay. Andy, what do you think?
He might have not. So without the conversation, I like things explicit. I like having the conversation. I like it going, hey, I know we had this kind of thing. We had this, you know, implicit agreement that I think I understand, but let me make sure I do understand it. And do you have the time to have this conversation? And they'll say yes, hopefully. And you go, okay, well, you know, there are times when I feel like you're my girlfriend, but I'm not sure that you want to be called my girlfriend. Or if you say, you know, I noticed that you didn't call me your girlfriend the other night. Was that intentional or what, you know, what's happening with that? And, oh, I didn't, you know, the response may be, oh, I wasn't sure that you wanted to be called that. I didn't know if you want to have a title. But instead of doing that, you might just want to say, hey, you know, for the future, instead of going backwards, just going forward, you know, where are we? Are we had this conversation. Can I introduce you to my boyfriend and you introduce me to your girlfriend? Would that be okay? Oh, hell yeah. You know, that might be the answer, right?
Be the best answer. I think he probably will. It sounds like he's a nice guy. He's already talking exclusivity. That means he wants to move forward.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional. He might be trying to protect you unintentionally. And I was just bringing it up in a very playful, non-serious matter, non-serious way, that you can get your questions answered without doing any kind of guilt trips or accusations of any sort. It might just be an oversight. Needs to be, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, and that's kind of where I was at with it. I like don't want it to be a big deal. It's not a huge deal. I guess when I went to his Christmas party, had in mind, well, I guess I'll see how he introduces me, but he never called me his girlfriend. He just said, here's, you know, blah, my name. And I was like, oh, you know, but it was kind of awkward because I was like, how do I explain my relationship with him to my friends and family? I mean, they just say we're dating, but then it's, so I guess it's just where a matter of me wanting clarity on where are we at? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he sounds like a good guy. It just might be awkward in relationship roles.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get scared. They get scared, yeah. And you know, he might have wasn't thinking. He might have thought you might have said, "Don't say I'm your girlfriend." Some girls don't want guys to say they're their girlfriend, so he might have it from both sides.
Yeah, some get offended. Maybe you had a bad experience.
Yeah.
That could be true. I know that can be the case. So.
Yeah. Just make everything super clear and explicit.
Yeah.
And you'll never go wrong with that.
Well, I just wanted to communicate with him. I guess mainly that's what I would like. That's what I want. I don't want to just be the girl he's dating, especially if we're continuing on. I mean, I can be that, but it seems a little more serious than that at this point.
You want some kind of a status is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And I would use the words I don't want.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you said two things, right? You said, I want something. And then you said, I don't want something. Remember when you use the words, I want, you're being masculine.
Stick with don't want. Because that's the feminine.
Well, right, but I heard you just say it both ways in a sentence. I want to make sure that you're at least aware of the words that you're saying. Because when you say, if you say, I want, that might be competing with them. So sometimes it's easier just to write on a sheet of paper and say, you know, this is my script. This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And that's just for yourself.
How would you phrase that? And I don't want sentence because I would say I want to be your girlfriend, but how would you say that in a not want?
I'm not a girl, so I'm not very adept at it, but maybe, you know, I don't want to be without a title.
I don't want to continue on without.
Mm-hmm. No, I would just say, when you introduced me, I don't want to have a title. I don't want to not have a title. I want to be your girlfriend. Because if you start out with I don't want, then to go to your I wants, you're fine. But if you start with I wants, then you're not wants, then you're being masculine.
Okay, got it.
So, and that order matters when you're having a conversation.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't really think of it like that before, but that's actually good insight.
Yeah. So, and I was just like I said, write it down on a sheet of paper. You know, I don't want whatever you do. List down your, you know, relationship contract we were talking about earlier, time, space, money, and play, your I, your we, your us, and practice with that, with your I don't want this, I don't want that, and exhaust that list, and then start with I want. And then that'll start to train your brain to list things in that way in your personal relationships.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I guess the other part of that is since we did talk about exclusivity, but we haven't really gotten deep into where it was like, yes, we're monogamous, we're like exclusively seeing each other, but not the other aspects of negotiating time, space, money, and play. I don't know if that's something that needs to be done now or later.
Well, do it for yourself first so that you know what your boundaries are.
Okay.
So when you do it with the couple, it's the couple does it separately because whoever's most yang will take over.
And then the, each person knows what and where they are individually. So now you're an I. And then you come together and negotiate a we.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, and then you'll be good, I think.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will try that this evening and see how it goes.
Awesome.
Yeah, call us and let us know how it goes. We'd like to hear how it went. Call us next week.
Okay.
That would be great. Tell us how it kind of went, how you scripted it, and his, what he said back.
Yeah, I totally will. Yeah. I've been introducing him to Pat Allen's work, and he loves it. He likes it a lot. He's asking me a lot of questions about it.
Yeah. Oh, one thing, just be careful that you don't become his therapist, you know, and you start teaching and preaching him too much. Yeah, that's a fine line there. Okay.
Yeah, it's easy to go.
It's easy. Refer him to his own books, but when you start going this, it's like you're the teacher or you're the mother. You come across as like the mother, telling him how to think, act, feel.
Yeah. So like what I did was I just put on one of her podcasts from the hotel, and I said, hey, you want to listen to this? And he's like, oh yeah, sure. And I put it on, and then he's like, oh, that's really interesting. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And so he just kind of asked me a few questions about it, but I try to stay away from.
Yeah, that's what I suggest. Don't start being like you know it all, because that turns men off.
Yeah, I was trying to be careful about it, but I kind of thought he would be interested in it, and he was. So that's why I thought, well, can't hurt to at least like play it, you know, while we're driving and see what he thinks.
Yeah.
And
you've done your part on that. That's good.
What?
You've done your part on that. That's good.
Okay.
Make a phone call and other resources, and you know that might be another boundary for you. Is you know, I will. I'll work you through what I've gone through, but I won't work you through what other things. So just if you make it, you know, these I statements, what you've done, which it's very personal to you, those tend to be okay because those are experiential. It's the other stuff that you don't have experience with that where it becomes more teachy preachy. That's a turn off.
Yeah, for
sure. Yeah,
definitely.
Like if say you should listen to this or we should listen to this, then you're speaking on his behalf.
Yeah, you can say, I want to listen to this. Are you willing to listen to it with me?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I will do it that way.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Well, that was a good two calls. We're running out of time now. We helped two people. I hope they call back, because I'd always like to find out, you know, what they said and what the result was too. That's always nice for the audience to hear too.
Yeah, I love the success stories or where they went wrong, what they learned about. Like, it's okay to fail as long as you learn.
That's true. So, well, thank you for being on tonight, Andy. You're always a gem with your information. And you're so calm and collected. Tell them.
I try. It's the only thing that helped me. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, we'll be back next week, next Thursday, same time. Andy may join us if he's available, and we may have Kelly or Patricia available as well. So please join us next week. I want to say goodbye. Andy, you want to say anything to the audience?
Bye, callers. Be kind to yourself.
Okay. Thank you, audience. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.